Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we like to have fun. Yes, we like to drink. Yes, we like to cuss. Yes, we encourage you to do the same as well. So, with that being said, let's hop on in here tonight. And please understand that I'm just waking up. And I've been drinking wine, so I'm going to be awake in a second. But, yes. So tonight's topic, we are discussing online dating. We are going to talk about the good, the bad, the downright ugly, what else? The booger wolves. These people, men coming on over here, I'm going to drop them off later. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So, the first question out the box, how many of you all have actually done online dating?
I have.
I have.
So all around the table, we have.
No, Taylor has not. Exactly. No, I haven't. I made a profile.
Oh, wow.
Just okay. To be nosy. And I ran into some folks, and I was like, never mind.
I'm a serial. I like get on there for like 3 days. As soon as I get somebody to preserve, I'll just be like, nope. I could delete it, and then when I get bored again, I go back and see what other foods is out there. This is bad.
How can I describe my online dating? I don't even answer inboxes anymore. I don't answer them. I just go and look and say, oh, I got 85 messages. Okay, bye. I don't even answer them anymore. I met some really dope people. I will say that. I've met some really nice guys, but they weren't just the guys for me. Does that make sense? Like, you'll be an awesome guy for someone else.
Right.
Me, on the other hand, you might not like the way I might talk to you sometimes. Because this week I learned I can be harsh. That's what I was told, that I can be very harsh when giving my honest opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And so I asked this particular person, you know, what do you mean? Like, is it that you want someone not to be honest with you, or do you feel that they need to tell you fluffy lies, or what is it that you want out of it? They were like, well, you just seem to have a bigger personality than other people. Well, you're right. I do, because my personality stands out. That's what makes me different, right?
Okay. Right.
So told that, and this was told to me by someone whose opinion does not count. So, and I know it's bad to say, but that particular person's opinion really does not count, because, you know what, I'm not going to hold my tongue. They ain't shit. But anyway.
So, well, that's a true, I mean, you know what, that's a true statement, because everybody, some people's opinions don't need to count. You know what I mean? Like. Okay, like, that's fine. I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah,
oh,
that's how I feel.
Did she just really go Trace Hall?
Huh?
He's talking about that I said that he ain't shit, and he talking about Trace Hall. You know I love you for Trace Hall. But, no, like, I feel like, okay, so we're going to talk about some good stuff. So, what is a good experience that you've had from online dating?
Well, for me, I have met some really nice people as well. Some people, you know what I mean, they just end up going into that friend zone. That's just the way it is. And, you know, they're cool, and we talk here and there, and, you know, Facebook friends, Instagram friends, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, I did, in fact, I had a relationship once before, and it was actually a good experience. It's not all bad. You just have to kind of be very cautious, and you have to look at the cues that people, you know, are putting out there. But, you know, I think for me the biggest thing has just been that I have had like I said, a lot of friendships develop, you know, a lot of people that I'm cool with. So I got people, you know, in a lot of different states, and I'm just like, okay, it's cool. You know, that's my buddy, and we, you know, chop it up and, you know, talk on the phone here and there, text here and there. And it's, you know, it's been a good experience. You know, I think the biggest thing for me as far as a lot of the times where there was a romantic interest, there was such a distance between some of the people. And I, so it was like, it just didn't work, you know, different time zones and things like that. So, I mean, that's my experience with it.
Dre, since you have experienced online dating. This question ain't really for Taylor because she ain't never experienced it. So what good things have you found
online
dating?
It was horrible.
We're not even reached the bad yet.
I have not yet to meet one that was good. Not one. I take that back. I met one, but we really didn't, like, communicate like that. But she, like, we friends on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. She comment, whatever, whatever. And I had one that I was feeling, but I really didn't know how to approach it because she was doing porn. But we still good friends.
Wait a minute. We just not gonna skip over that. Like porn? You didn't just say that. Like wait a minute. Like she was. Wow.
What? Yeah, but she did it, but she's not doing it no more. You know what I'm saying? She did it.
No. You need to
just to get a quick buck.
Oh God.
Yeah. But I can't even explain it, but like we really connected. Like she was really, really dope. Like I really did like her, but I couldn't see past that. But
so how did she tell you
more,
that? Like,
huh?
Did she keep it a secret at first? Like I'm just
trying
to understand.
She didn't, we was friends for almost 4 years. When she first came to Carolina. And she didn't, like, she needed a job or whatever, and wasn't nobody hiring back then before Obama got in the office. Like, it was a struggle for real. But she met this guy, and he was like, he can give her some money or whatever. She do, like, two things. And she just did it just to get money because, you know what I'm saying, she was here and she was tired of the struggle. And then after she did the two things, she felt like, you know what I'm saying, she didn't need to do it no more. It was disgusting. It was degrading. You know what I'm saying? And she canceled all of the little footage or whatever. You can't even find the footage, probably. But,
She
just did all of that. And then now she, you know what I'm saying, she worked for the city. She got a great job. She's doing her thing.
Okay. Well.
She was probably the best one that I did meet online. And then I met this other one. She was straight, but she was a little hood book. She was one of them that couldn't. Yeah, like she was just like straight hood. And
oh.
I couldn't. I can't. I don't do hood like that. But other than that, everyone I met, I got catfished bad.
Wow.
Oh. Well.
Okay. I didn't expect that one. Yeah.
It is what it is, man. But like, I'm saying, she's still a sweetheart, though. She know I love her.
She know
well,
I
good
love
that
her.
You can see. Well, I mean, it's good that you can see the good in the person. Because I don't want to say that everybody who has, you know, alternative or different lifestyles or do things that I necessarily wouldn't do myself. You know what I mean? You can't necessarily say that it's bad people. It's the same way as like if you meet somebody at the strip club. I mean, if she's stripping to pay her way through school and take care of her kids or whoever she got to take care of, you know what I'm saying? Then there's a method. It's not about where you are at the moment. It's about where you're going. You know, it's one thing to stay in something. So I'm all for people, you know, doing what they got to do and using whatever platform they have to use to get themselves to a better position. So, you know, kudos to her for, you know, her two scenes that are now deleted and she got her little money and she's got a better job. So, I mean, you know, no judgment here. Mm-mm.
Yeah, good. She's really a sweetheart. Like, I could really consider myself dating her. I know I could. But I know I would probably still have that in the back of my head. Like, damn, she did porn. You know what I'm saying? But she only did two things. It ain't like she was getting her pinky on and nothing like that.
And yeah, okay, so I have a question. So did you see the scene? Like, did you see what happened? Like, did you see it?
Yeah.
She just told you what happened.
No, I saw it. She actually showed it to me. Cause she wanted, you know what I'm saying? She wanted me to see it. She didn't want to keep nothing from me.
Okay, so we'll talk later. I need details. We'll talk. Okay, we'll talk. I'm nosy. Don't do that. Don't gas. Y'all know I'm nosy. Don't do that.
I was actually trying to hold in this piece of laughter because I know that you're nosy.
Okay.
I was holding in my laughter. I was holding it in just a little bit. I was trying my best, and I'm going to continue to hold it on the inside. I'm going to laugh on the inside like a winner.
Oh, Lord.
You know what? I had a good experience. I had several good experiences. Like, really, I did. Like, I had several. We had awesome relationships, and one is like actually a couple are like really close friends. Like, they're like my friends. Like, I talk to them all the time. And just like I said, they're really great guys, but just not the guy for me at this point in life.
Right.
But so yeah, so we've had good experiences, which is awesome. So there is hope out there for anybody who decides that they want to online date. Me personally, will I do it again? I don't know. I'm not a Match.com-er. I'm not a eHarmony person. I'm not going to tell what website I've used. It's none of your business.
They're gonna go
looking for me. They're gonna be like, ooh, what
they
you
gonna
got
go looking
there?
For you.
I need mean, y'all not to go look for me because guess what? I don't answer messages. Bam.
you want so white. I knew it. You want so white.
Nope.
It's okay.
And that would be a
okay.
negative. All
right, nope. So you want Tinder.
No, I
Tinder?
Am not.
Hold on, no. I heard Tinder. Okay, wait. Now, somebody please explain to me about Tinder, because what I heard that Tinder was the hookup site, not the dating site. Like,
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Or...
Oh, I don't know. I just threw
She's trying to guess, seeing if that's going to throw me off. I'm telling you, I'm not.
It's all love, because, you know, I'll find out. I'm going to ask you. I don't have to ask you on the air, but I'm going to ask you just because it's hilarious to me. I mean, I think I'm not ashamed of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it is what it is. It's all kind of people,
mm-hmm.
you know? You
mm-hmm.
got, they got
mm-hmm. Honey,
they
I
got
already got some because I don't need them to go look no further.
Right. I feel you. They got farmers, you know, farmers only, farmers only. You don't have
mm-mm,
to be
mm-mm.
No.
I'll be lonely before I join Farmers Only. I'll be lonely. See what I tell you? I will go in at best friend's house and be lonely before I join FarmersOnly.com.
Wow. Hey, but while you're tripping, though, I heard Kristen Mingle is where they be popping at, though.
Christian Mingle.
I heard it too. They not that Christian over there, or the Christian Mingle. They not that Christian. No, they not. They not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they said that must be popping over there.
Because you already know. You know how it is in the church house. Most of the people in the church house is pretending on
them.
Not
holler,
in my church house like that.
One minute they holler, amen, hallelujah. Next minute they holler, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
See, she knows.
Why did you go there?
You just have to
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say after that. Like, I just that just threw me way off. Like, I don't even know. I have no comment. No, I
know. You don't know how to just shut up and cut it off right there. So, okay. So we talked about the good. We determined that Christian Mingle does not show they're not as Christian as they should be over there on the Christian Mingle. Tinder is Tinder. Now, but what happens when they start turning into these, you know, the going down in your DM type situations? Like, it's not, Instagram is not for hooking up, but if you're like, oh, he's cute, and you jump in that DM or whatnot or vice versa, does that now turn into a dating online situation? Because,
yes,
I know people
will. I believe.
Okay. Okay.
Well, yeah, if you hooking up or, you know, doing whatever, yeah, I mean, you meet the person online. It's different. I look at it like this, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, where else, Twitter, you know what I mean? If somebody gets in your inbox and y'all start having a online relationship, y'all don't have to necessarily be in the same place. You may be in the same place, but that's where it starts at. So it does become an online dating situation. Now, what happens after that, you know what I mean, whether y'all take it to the next level or it just be what it is, you know, yeah. I mean, is Facebook and those things used for that? It's all under the umbrella, to me, of social networking. So anytime you're online and you're socially networking, you have that potential for it to turn into a dating situation if you choose for it to go that way.
All right. Well, it hasn't gone down in my DM in a long time.
Yeah, I don't particularly
I will say the last time it went down in my DM, I haven't answered a DM since. How about that?
Because
that was a bad situation.
My DM don't be popping like that on Instagram, but my inbox on dang on Facebook though. Good grace.
I bet. It does.
No, but see, the thing is, though, I do admit I have, two or three cuties in there or whatever, but we don't really be talking about nothing, but I always get the ugly chicks. I mean, the ugliest chicks in my... I showed one the best friend, and she thought it was the woman that played on Wizard of Oz, the witch. She was that hard.
So you talking about ugly like that the chick with the Barney lipstick and the two golds in her mouth, like that ugly? Cause she
was
ugly.
I done had a couple, man. I don't know. I guess because they see my age or whatever, and they be like, he my age. I'm gonna try to holler. No, it don't get down like that. I do got standards. I ain't the sexiest mug in the world, but I got dang on.
That is true. That is true.
I got dang on. I can do me about that.
It hasn't
gone down in my DMs in a while. The last one I got, I told him, I said, listen, I don't know where you got this business from. Me and you, we not like that. So I'm going to need for you to get out of my inbox. So I guess apparently he thought it was a game. So then he tried it again. He tried to send me another picture. And as soon as I was getting ready to screenshot it and post it, he was like, nah, never mind. Yeah, because you was going to be all over Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, everywhere.
But why would you like putting dudes out like that?
Because it was unsolicited. I didn't ask for it. Like, I'm minding my business. Like, I was trolling something else, and next thing I know, I got a little thingy in my inbox. I was like, okay, cool. I go to look at it, and it's something I didn't need to see. And it was a sad puppy at that. It wasn't even nothing to be looking at.
Oh, wow. So it was toddler?
So let me... Yes. Like, I didn't want to see that. Mm-mm. And then the fact that you just volunteered it, like you just was like, here, girl, huh? What is that?
Let's just stick a pin right here for a second. So this is what I have an issue with. Like, why is it okay for people to send unsolicited pics? Like, why is that okay? Like,
I don't know where it started.
Me either. Trust me, I've got those before myself, and I'm like, really? And this is the thing. It's like, I didn't ask you, and why? How you know I want to see? Just because I'm being nice to you, like, I don't understand. I don't know. Maybe there's something that I'll never understand. I just don't understand the correlation between a person being nice and being cordial and a person deciding, okay, I'm going to send you a direct message and it's going to have all your junk in there. Don't nobody want to see that. If I want to see it, I'll ask, right?
And not only that, but it ain't worth nothing. Like, at least if you're going to send it, at least let it be something I can look at.
Exactly. And make me understand why I would want to see it. Even I don't want to be mad looking at something. If you gonna,
exactly. If you gonna send it to me, I gotta be like, oh, not God damn it! I don't want to be sitting there like, damn it, Gina, why am I looking at this?
You know what?
And then you looked at it and you can't take it back. It's 2 seconds in your life that you can't get back, and now it's just it's like you saw it.
See that person as that. Like, I offended somebody. I got one, and I was just like, oh, wow. Really? Oh, wow. And I didn't know what else to say. I mean, I just didn't know what else to say. And he was really offended, and I was like, well, I didn't ask you to send it in the first place, sucker. Why'd you send it? Why are you doing it?
Did he say sucker? Like, she said sucker.
I called him a sucker. I said he was a sucker. And he was like, what? I was like, yeah, I didn't ask you to send your thumb in the first place. That looked like your thumb. That shouldn't even, why you send it to me? If you don't want my honest opinion, you shouldn't send it.
Wait a minute.
It looked like your thumb.
Your thumb.
I don't even want to.
I look at it as they're willing to send that so easily and so quickly. I often wonder how many people have you done this with and they have found it okay? Because, one, I don't put myself out there to say, yes, please send me your Peters because I like looking at them.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I got some Peters that I can like to look at. But
I love you.
And I don't want to look at yours. And so why would it be okay? Because I know I can say some things on my Facebook page. And anybody who knows me knows I do not hold my tongue. I will say what I want to say, whatever. But just because I said it don't mean you jump your happy-go-lucky ass over here in my inbox talking about some, hey, girl, nope. And then have the audacity after you have sent said picture to be like, can I see yours? What? I have policies and procedures, and you, sir, have just tried to go past all of them. No.
Right. There's a process, bruh. You ain't.
I'm sorry. You don't get pictures of the jewels.
Well,
everything. If you've never experienced them in real life, that's something that you see in somebody that, you know, has experienced that, and you say, you know what, you miss us.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Well,
I don't want that to be the... Mm-hmm.
You know what? I just had a thought. I think that somebody, some chick somewhere, some of these chicks, maybe because the guy might be cute, might have a little change. You know how some women are. You know, certain things, superficial stuff just sometimes move people. And I'm thinking that maybe they feel okay with it because they've done it with other chicks, and the chicks have, like, pumped them up to make them believe that they walking around with that thunder, and they don't have that thunder. They don't even have a windstorm. Like, there's nothing there.
Like, she said they don't have a windstorm.
They don't.
I'm sorry.
They don't have a windstorm in the middle of a desert, honey.
Girl, in a you heard me? I'm talking. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, so I think they get this confidence because they look good and they got a little something, so they think that they are all that and then some, and you're not really. Like, I think that us as women, not us per se, but just women in general, stop lying to these guys. Stop lying to them so they can stop having inflated egos, and they think that their teenage game is strong when it's not. Like, the truth of the matter is, if you suck, you suck, and if it's little, it's little. Like, I mean, everybody cannot be blessed to be well endowed. And if you ain't well endowed, don't nobody want to look at that. I don't want to look at anything and get mad. Like,
I'm going to say about that is
we've reached the point where Dre have gotten quiet. And I'm going to ask Dre. Dre, do you get random texts?
No,
I want to know if Dre gets random cat every now and again from unsolicited people.
Yes, I do. And best friend is always on my page and always on my phone and looking through it.
She said random cat.
Yeah, because, like, best friend has a bad habit. Or, like, when I show her, I'm like, look at this. She's one of them that'll get your phone and will start investigating and swiping to the left, knowing she's supposed to just stay steady. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no.
And she was like, who's Scooter?
No. You're one of them folks.
Are you serious?
You're one of them people. You can't, like, I just can't give you my phone and tell you to look at this one picture. You all through my album. No,
basically,
we can't do that.
Basically.
We can't do that.
Yep.
Best friend, some real shit, right? I was playing Candy Crush, and it was this boy I couldn't beat. So I gave the phone to her, and I was like, go ahead and beat the boy. She was the Candy Crush queen at one time. So I'm thinking, damn, she must be getting busy over there because she ain't run out of lines yet. She all through my damn phone, all in my inbox, through my text message. Oh, you just got a random text message. Some broad.
Really?
And it's been like that ever since I known this chick.
No, wow. No, I have a situation like that. It's not quite the same. I was at work, and somebody, they had, like, one of their little cards on their phone or whatever. They were giving me the account number or whatever the case may be. It was like, you know, the little gift card, little things. So
yeah,
I was writing down the number, and then all of a sudden, see, my thing is, with the cell phones, you know, you got that pop-up option. I always opt out of that because, like, I leave my phone around.
Right.
So I'm writing down the numbers, minding my business, and next thing I know, it's a big old set of titties on the screen. Now, I'm just like, okay, sir, here's your phone back. You know what I'm saying? And this is awkward because you're sitting next to this lady, and I know that that's your wife because you two come here often. And I know she didn't just send that to you because I'm standing in the middle of y'all. This is very uncomfortable.
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mhm.
So, how did you like? I mean, because are you a facial person? Like, you know, like you can just read somebody.
Yes, I am. Everything about me is always on my face. Like, you can tell exactly what I'm thinking, how I feel. It's on my face. It's something
right.
I've been working on my entire life, and it's not working at all. So I just give him the phone back.
He said it's not working at all.
It's not. And I practice in the mirror sometimes. I stand there and I try to have a conversation. Like, I just talk to myself randomly to see, you know, all right, you need to work on not making this face when you say this. Like, I really be struggling with this. And I just give – and the thing about it was I followed through this one day. This one day, the stars had aligned, and that happened, and I was just like, all right, I just gave him the phone back. I didn't say nothing else. I didn't make a face. I was proud. On the inside, I was proud. So you would think when I gave him the phone back, I just gave it to him. I didn't say nothing else. So you would think that the dude would just put the phone away. No, he's still holding it. But it's a pop-up, and the titties are still sitting there. But put your phone away.
Right?
And your wife's right there. Like, put your phone. Like, this is. And now I'm getting. Look, I just walked off.
Oh, Lord.
I just walked away. Because at this point, I'm like, sir, I caught you. I caught it. I saved you. And now you're trying to fuck shit up. This is going to be all over my face. I'm going to walk away because I'm not dealing with the ramifications after this. I'm just not. Because I'm going to make a face. And then the wife's going to be like, oh, well, what's the matter? And then what am I supposed to say? And I'm a terrible liar. Terrible. I'm terrible.
Right.
Can't
lie
for shit.
Right.
I can't. So if she asked me what's wrong, I was trying to write down the phone number, and then these big old titties popped up on the screen, and they still there, and he won't put the phone away, and now I feel awkward.
That's too much pressure. You know, he should have just.
Yeah, I just walked away.
Yeah, you gave him a pass.
I did. And then later on, they got really upset because I avoided them for the rest of the time. And, you know, they went to the manager, and they was like, you know, I don't know what happened. You know, maybe she's not in a good mood, whatever the case may be. And he came to me, and he was like, what's the matter? And I explained to him what happened. He was like, oh, I would have walked away, too. Exactly.
Right.
Like, I helped you, sir. Like, I could have been like, hey, Sheila, look at this. But I didn't.
Yeah.
I just feel like some of them things.
Yeah,
and that's not the first time that's happened to me. It's been times where like I've been out with my friends or whatever, and they'll be like, "Oh, look at this," or "Let me show you what so and so." Let me show you what this is going on, or let me show you my Instagram page, and then it just be a random pop up like. If y'all don't know how to, look, let me tell you something. When you get the phone and you go to settings and you go to messages, it's an option whether or not you want to have the pop-up to show the message or just the name of the person that's sending you the message and that's it.
Exactly.
I mean, you could change that. I don't understand why people don't do that. That is the first thing I did when I got my phone. Oh, no, we not doing no pop-ups. I'm not about that life. Nope.
Exactly.
Well, that one went a little far.
Yeah. It did. It was a lot. It was a lot.
Jesus, just come on down and sit beside us. Because that was a bad day.
I need to take another sip.
How can I say this, Jesus? That's why I don't hand nobody my phone. Nobody is allowed to use my phone. Don't touch my phone. Thank you. I can tell George how to do it, but don't touch mine. They don't want to give a comment, but I'm not going to go back home. Maybe that's a bad thing. Like, maybe that's the bad part of it. So, we're trying to move through this kind of quick because I have a read at the end of the show. So, yeah. But let's talk about the ugly. Ugly could be they ugly. It just was a really ugly situation. My ugly situation was that I actually got, I felt like I got stalked. Like, dude was everywhere. And, always everywhere. Like, I don't care what piece of online anything I did, it was like he found me. That's why another reason why I won't tell certain things. But
yeah,
he found me everywhere. And, dude, why? Like, I told you I'm not interested. At that point,
right.
I wasn't, because once your personality had already kind of made me be like, okay. But then you show up wanting to be my friend on my Facebook, not my personal Facebook page, but you want to be on my alternate Facebook page. You want to follow me on Instagram. You're now DMing me on my, you know, my Instagram. You're following my inbox. And I'm like, hey, guy, I'm not interested. Hey, I'm not even answering your messages at this point. That's another reason why I left the other site, because then that's why I don't answer. I had like 3 days in a row. Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? I'm dead. I'm gone. I'm okay. Where I'm at. Right? I'm not responding. So that was an ugly part of it. Like, I felt like if he knew where I stayed, he'd be sitting outside of my house. And he ain't even had an opportunity to touch, smell, experience, nothing. And this is how you act. Good God Almighty, if I gave it to you, sir, you'd be sitting.
Oh, yeah, he'd be hiding in the bushes.
Yeah, and I already got a nosy neighbor, and she don't play no games, so that ain't what you want to do. So it was like, it was really bad. And then it's always this guy, and it's not a guy to say, but a group of guys. They all do the same thing. Oh, I want to get to know you. But when you try to get to know them, like, oh, yeah, I got a girlfriend. Pause. What? Why are you here?
Right. Exactly.
Like, what is your
purpose? Oh, that's classic.
Why did you wake up this morning? Because you should have stayed asleep. Like, you should not have done that. Because do I look like I want to be anybody's side chick, especially if your chick like look like dirt? Like, why would you? I understand that you're trying to upgrade, but I'm not that chick for you to upgrade with. I'm real cute. Like, you don't have to take me out in public. Like, I'm going to be seen. Because I pay good money for these clothes, and I pay good money for these shoes. I like to wear my shit. So, therefore, you taking me somewhere. And I'm not a secret.
She said, I'm cute. I'm going to have to be seen.
That's what's up. That means she's mad.
I'm not even mad.
I'm cute. You can leave your dirt looking girlfriend at home, but I'm sorry. No, I'm not here for that. I'm not here for it. I'm not here for her to be like, who are you and why are you talking to my man? And you ask him. Ask him.
Exactly. Don't
because
come to me with that.
Him. Because
right. He came to me.
Best friend though. And Taylor, you may remember this experience where I kept getting this random-ass text message from this random-ass girl who kept saying, you need to stop talking to my man. Well, who is your man?
Right.
You don't need to worry about that. Bitch, what?
Okay.
Wait a minute.
How am I supposed to...
To stop talking to this person if I don't know who the heck it is.
I don't even know who it is.
I don't even know who he is.
Did you
call him? Yes. Oh, girl, yes. I thought I was the only person that called people swamp monkey.
Swamp monkey, mud duck, those are my two favorites for the cosmetic challenge out here in the world.
Bugaboo.
I was like,
you know what? I told her, I said, well, I guess you ain't told me to stop then. Because I don't know who I should stop texting or calling. I don't know. Because you ain't told me.
Right.
And then she tried to play me, and I had to be like, bitch, listen. At the time, I was doing a lot of stuff that made me have to deal with a lot of people. So I don't know who your man is. It could be my number could be your man's phone due to some business type stuff. But how would you know? Right. You're too busy going through the phone, and you see my picture, and you're like, oh, yeah, she cute. She must be trying to holler. Girl,
oh,
I don't want your man. If he was your man and it was so easy for me to get him, guess what?
He never was
your
man
in the first place. So you can, that I am, and shut the hell up. Because I'm the wrong one. And I will embarrass you. Like I will, because I'm, you know, y'all know I'm petty as hell. Y'all know. Damn. One of them hoes, Taylor know, one of them hoes tried to follow me on Instagram. She unfollowed me quickly.
Oh, Lord.
Play.
Okay,
all right.
So I'm
going to
tell you.
We're not
going to
talk about it, though. We're not going to talk about it.
This, Lord, all I'm going to say is that week I got my entire life together. And that whole week that this woman followed that girl, she was, petty level was 1,000 experts from the time she got up to the time she went to bed. It was nothing. Mm-hmm. It was just a petty. I mean, the only time she wasn't petty was when she was doing a Shoe Tuesday. That was
wow.
The only time she wasn't petty. But everything else, baby, listen. Got all my life that week.
Yeah. And
well,
she quickly unfollowed me.
Don't come around here.
Exactly.
This is
you
not
don't
what you
want.
None. Please don't let
the, come. You come for me.
Don't let the
you better be ready because I'm going to get, because I'm going to blast you. And you're going to wish that you had never been born because I don't have to ask for food. But if you make me go there, I'm going to go there. It's going to be well worth me asking for food.
Yeah. Okay, I felt bad for a little while because I really gave her the business. And I was like, why would you even try to even befriend me? They told you not to befriend me. You was going to do it anyway? Okay.
Because she wanted to get her feelings hurt. Obviously, she wanted to get her feelings hurt. And that's what she deserves. Like, if you come walking in, you know what I mean? And you put yourself out there like that, then, oh, well. I mean, I have no sympathy for people who do that. Like, no. Like,
yeah.
Sit down somewhere. Go find something to do with yourself. Go read a book. Go color a stress book or something. Like, sit down. Go play
Candy Crush. Girl, no. That bitch didn't have, she didn't have no job. And she ain't had nothing else to do better with her life. She didn't realize, yeah, I work from home. Yeah, I got time to be on this phone. Girl, boo and bye.
Right.
While you sitting around ain't making no money, honey, I'm making money and making your life feel bad. So what else?
I,
and matter of fact, bitch, I got
I
it.
Told you, I told you, petty level, 1,000 experts.
Girl. So she would have got 500 bonus points, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All-time pettiness. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. In my dream, my voice. Oh, yeah. I didn't care. Like, it's just like, don't, like, seriously, like, if you don't want that part of me to show up, please don't do it. Like, just don't do
don't
things
come.
That are
exactly.
going to make me act like that. Because I will do for anybody. I am nice to anyone. But when you start doing stupid stuff and you start abusing crap, like, you know, it is what it is. So I'm just not here for.
Oh, I feel you. I know exactly where you're coming from, honey.
Not here for. Not here for that. And don't thaw none won't be none. Thou shalt not come for me if thou have not sent for you. And I got a sweatshirt that says it. So guess what? You know, but. And that's why I tagged y'all in that petty gear earlier this week. Because that shit was so funny.
Girl, I hollered. I swear. American
Yes. Yes. You saw the picture, too. Yes. That's who that is.
So, okay. So, we're going to circle back around to this other question that we had that was, what was our go-to dating site? So we have some people who have answered on my Facebook page.
Okay.
I always probably say up her name, but her name is her on her Facebook page is Miyako.
What?
She says Tinder. She says Tinder. And so that was her thing. So I'm going to ask her what her experience has been with Tinder.
I heard Tinder was like Moco's face.
Like who?
Moco's face.
Oh, that's old. Jesus Christ.
I know.
I don't know what that is.
And it's hood. Just, and I heard Tinder was just like that.
Well, like I said, the only thing I heard that it was, I heard that Tinder was the, like I said, the only thing I've heard about it is the hookup. Like, it's people will hook up with meet somebody on
Tinder.
Oh,
it's not like fuckbook then.
What is that? Oh, sorry, wait a minute. I thought that was
wait.
Like, that's for real?
Yes, fuckbook is real. It's just like Facebook.
Are you serious?
Fuckbook. Yep. You make up. I know two, maybe three people that's on there, and then I got a homeboy that's on there too. And he was like, you make up the page or whatever, and you put your phone number on there, and then if they want to damn come fuck, they just damn call you on their phone.
So basically, people can practice hold'em online.
Yeah,
I believe that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing out there in the world.
I sit at home alone and I don't go nowhere.
Hold on, we talking about online hold'em.
Yeah,
I am out.
You got,
let's see,
fuckbook. Then I know it's a bunch of them, man. Cause we be talking about them in this other group on Facebook. We got MILF.com.
Oh my, I'm too.
Yep, then it's local something.com. You find local people in your city or whatever, and then they chat with you. Then if it's a go, y'all get up.
I can't with this, Jesus.
So
now, okay.
Yeah, that's
see,
now
I have
a beating around the bush. They just can't take it. They be like, man, just go on in. Ain't no need beating around the bush. You just call them. We fucking or not?
No,
okay.
Really.
Well, I have a question, Dre.
Oh, Lord.
Because you seem to know a lot of these sites.
Why do you think I tell you? You see, when I be making my posts up on Facebook about my dumbass friends and shit, this shit be real. Like, I got friends that really be doing that dumb shit, and I be laughing at them because I feel like I'm hanging out with a bunch of goofballs that can't get no girlfriend or no regular sex on the regular, and they just got to go on these weird-ass sites and get busy. It's crazy.
Do you think people just have awkward? Do you think people just have social awkwardness where they feel like they can't meet people in person?
Well, yeah, that and like some people they got the standards is so high, and they just feel like they just want whatever. And then some of the chicks that they be meeting online, some of them be bad. Like you wouldn't believe. Like they be some beautiful women, and you be like, well, damn, why she just down on here just screwing like that? It's just crazy, man. You can't even explain it, man. Like,
well, she probably got low self-esteem. Like,
it's harder now for men and women to approach anybody and start a conversation and ask them for the number or whatever, because nowadays, when a woman approaches a dude or whatever, they don't know how to take it. They don't know if she's going to be too aggressive or what. And then when a guy sees somebody he wants, you know what I'm saying, they make that eye contact, you know what I'm saying, that's a sign to go get it. But sometimes they be grabbing on them, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, mom, that shit. And then half the time when you see something you want, and then you be like, bump it, I'm just going to go for it. If she bites, she don't. And then when you go over and say, excuse me, can I get to know you? Don't send your name or whatever, and then she hit you with the beatbox.
Oh.
The what?
The beatbox. Taylor, don't act like you ain't ever hit nobody with the beatbox.
Oh, he's so
I used to do it all the time. I do
it.
I know.
You
stupid.
And they'd be like, excuse me, miss. Hi, miss lady. Can I talk to you? Matter of fact, best
who in the world? It is 2016. You simply just say no, thank you.
Man,
sometimes they don't understand it.
They will hit you with the beatbox.
I have not done that, and I don't know how. I haven't done that since I was a teenager.
Sometimes they don't understand.
See, to me, that's why, like, when we go out, I don't approach nobody. Because if I see something, I'll be like, hey, she bad. And then best friend be like, go get it. I'll be like, nope, because she give me attitude, I'm cuss out. Because I can't stand,
yeah.
I'm sitting there be like, excuse me, what's your name, blah, 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 blah. And she look at me like, you know what I'm saying, like, whatever. I'm going to talk shit. I'm going to go in for the gusto. Hold on now. Don't play me like I'm ugly. Don't do that.
What? Yeah. I think my problem is, like, I'm too nice to people, and I can be a bitch.
If you're nice, you know what I'm saying, it's cool to strike up a conversation, but, you know what I'm saying, just be friendly about the situation. Don't just be like, you know what I'm saying, no, or get away from me. And then that line, I got a man, that shit does not work no more. Sorry
it don't,
to
tell
y'all.
It don't
work no more. So, dude, they can tell when you're lying,
sacred.
Man. Dude can
mm-hmm.
tell when you're lying.
Well, I've been accused mm-hmm. of being too harsh. This guy told me one particular time that I was mean. I was evil. I was like, first of all, Humpty Dumpty, you don't even know me. Secondly, because you decided to take and judge me without knowing me, now I'm going to really tell you me. Now, I was trying to be nice, and I was trying to be polite, because I ain't going to sit up here and give you a long, drawn. What's the point of me having a long, drawn-out conversation and telling you all this stuff when I'm not interested? I know within the first couple of minutes if I'm interested. Like, how you come at me, you know what I mean, is going to determine if I'm going to be receptive to hearing you beyond your first hello. And
we are in the time and age of the fuckboy and the ugly woman syndrome. When the hell did it become when the ugly chick got the nerve to turn you down? Or ugly dude got the nerve to turn you down? When did we get to this level?
Lord. First of all, I'm not going to let no ugly person turn me down because I'm not going to approach no ugly person.
I'm just
right?
Saying, like, I have seen it done, man. Like, my homeboy, he had a bad habit of talking to somebody. Like, he'll see somebody like, oh, man, she got a fat butt. Then she turn around, dreamboat body, shipwrecked face. But he'll still try.
Oh,
to
Lord.
Oh,
she's a butter face. Everything look good but a face.
Yeah, and then they'll shoot, and then she'll shoot him down. Like, when did we come to this point when the ugly chick got the nerve to turn you down?
Because the ugly chicks be winning now for some reason. Like, have you ever seen? No, seriously, and this is an epidemic I see every day.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
On my Facebook, it's the ugly chick be winning. These ugly chicks is winning nowadays. They getting wiped up. They getting booed up. You know what I mean? They not having to do. And you like, what? How? What? This happened? Like,
but I was told the other day that I shouldn't judge them because they got somebody. That person may really like something about them. And I said, well, she looked like Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. So why is he still trying to talk to me? If he's so in love with her, why is he talking to me?
Because it's, yeah, that's my thing. Like, I don't want to. I'm pretty nice and, you know, I'm feeling myself right now.
But hey, I know one thing though, the ugly dude and the fuckboy damn syndrome, that's coming along strong for the last 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, ugly people are winning because they bring in some stuff to the table that other people just ain't bringing. I that's what I have to say. Like you be, I be looking like what? How? What?
Yeah,
because
I don't know why, but I got a lot of females to be talking to me in my inbox about their relationship, and they be like, I don't know what to do. I really love him, and then they be saying the dude's name, and then I go see the picture. Like, what the hell is he seeing this dude?
He got a big Peter. He can stand on his wallet, and that tongue does magic.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. He breaking down barriers. He got all
of them.
That Negro is magical.
At the same damn
like
time.
A unicorn.
Yeah.
And then when you go see somebody
mythical
bad,
animal,
like a beautiful female, and you go to her page, you be like, what the hell is she seeing that dude? Like, the dude be ugly as hell. Like,
we just
don't
even
add up.
Do you feel some type of way, best friend?
No, I don't feel no type of way, but I'm just saying, like, it's like this time and age, man, is like, it is a trip.
Well, and I know that some people probably think that, you know, they may say that, you know, people are, you know, you're not supposed to official, you can't judge a book by its cover, you know what I mean? But my thing is, I have to have some type of attraction. I wanna roll over in the morning and look at you and feel thankful that you laying next to me. I don't wanna roll over and look at you and be like, I'm scared. Like, I don't wanna, you know, I don't want that. You know, I don't wanna have to deal with that. Like, no.
I mean, who wants to wake up to that? Like, I don't want to wake up to a nightmare.
Exactly. Especially if I already had one.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah. And so that's the thing. Mm-mm. It's like, I understand this whole push to don't judge a book by its cover, you know. Don't overlook a person because, no, they don't have to be Denzel. They don't have to be Boris. But I got to find something about them that's attractive. And even if, you know what I mean, and maybe what it is that the ugly dudes and the ugly chicks that the people that they with are seeing something about them that's attractive, and that's okay. But for me, I don't want to roll over and look at Fred wave in the morning.
I don't want to be scared.
I don't need that in my life. I already got one, you know, messed up leg, one messed up ankle. I don't need to be scared in the morning. No. That's
wow.
Not gonna happen.
Now you're trying to jump out of bed. Now you done messed up the other ankle.
I know. I done broke something else. Here I am again, back in the hospital. Got to have another surgery because I'm scared. You didn't scare me. No, I'm cool.
I don't need it that bad.
No, it's not that deep. It just isn't, you know. And I don't know. People try to. This is the thing. It pisses me off about people because, you're so, no, I'm not superficial. I just have the things that I have. Why is it okay for me not to require the stuff that I want? Like, I'm short. I'm a short chick. I don't need no man that's 5 foot or 5'3", because guess what? We're going to be walking around looking like 2 minutes from today on Wizard of Oz. Like, I want a tree trunk Negro. I want somebody tall. I want to swing off his neck. Swing off his shoulders. Like, I mean, and that's okay. If somebody else wants somebody that's 5'5", then go for it. That's good for you. But for me, I don't want that. I want to be able to stand. I have to stand on my tippy toes. You feel me?
She said she want to climb that tree.
She said,
I want to climb that tree.
I don't want to hug your neck. I want to hug your stomach.
Yes. I want to look up to you and just feel like I'm getting life by looking up in your eyes. Hey, boo. How you doing? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, girl, what she say on Bridesmaids, Melissa McCarthy said, I'm glad he's single because I'm going to climb him like a tree. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just keeping it real, right? We can keep it real.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I like some small trees now. Don't get me wrong now. I like some small trees.
I'm a good old seven, girl. I can climb me a tree.
But, I mean, it's just like I might not be everybody's cup of tea. I might not be everybody's cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm picking all the right places. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might not like thickness. Okay, that's fine because there's somebody out there who likes it. and they're going to be okay with it. And I ain't got to suck my stomach in and hide it. You know what I mean? I'm just going to be me, and they're going to be okay with that. I mean, so to me, it's the same difference. Whether you want somebody ugly or cute, you know, if you have your preferences, if you don't want a person, you know, I don't want to, you know, like I said, I don't want to be scared. I don't got time for that. Life is too short.
Life is too short. The second. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes.
Now. And all I can say is just that you have a preference. Like, everybody has a preference of what they like. It's just, that's just how it goes. Like, you can't get mad at somebody for what they like. Like, it's, like, you know, if Dre only likes, you know, stupid chicks, like, it's not, like, I can't get mad at him for that. He just likes stupid chicks, you know? Like, that's just his preference. It is what it is.
Stupid chicks, really? Okay. That's the best.
If he just likes stupid chicks, you know they don't last too long if they get to meet me, honey. They're just, they're too stupid. You got, they got to go.
So what? All right. Well, we'll talk about. All right. We'll talk about that another time.
But I get the preference. Like for me, I'm short too. You know, I wear heels, so everybody is always gonna be taller than me. But I like to be able to say, okay, instead of me necessarily trying to reach up and grab your neck, I can put my head on your chest and I'd be comfortable. And I come into this world in the right place. Like, that's for me.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, but then everything else falls into place. Like, I think the tallest guy I've ever dated, and y'all going to be like, what? You ain't nothing but 5'1". Like, but he was 7 foot, honey.
Girl, listen.
Ooh,
that sounds like a.
We gonna talk about it.
I got questions. We gonna talk about that later.
I want to know too. So make sure you call me on three.
We'll talk about it later. But he was nice. Look, it's just that we lived in two different places at this point. So you know, we still cool.
Yeah.
Met him while I was in college. Everything, honey.
I got questions. I got questions, comments, and statements.
Okay. So I'm going to tell this, and then we're going to move on into this league because I'm sick of these people for this week. When I was in college, like, I had, like, awesome experiences in college.
Yeah, I bet you did. I'm sorry.
What? Hey, listen, I paid for it. I was getting my education, and I was going to experience some things. So you just leave it at that.
Wait, so you paid for it too? Lord, the things you
find
out about
people. No, I paid for
people.
My education. No, I paid for my education, honey. I paid for my education. I paid them off. They got all their money. They got all that money long before it was time for them to get their money. They got all their money. But when I was in college, I wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just for the books. Like, I experienced a little bit of life. That's all I did. I experienced a little bit of it. I ain't never paid for anything.
So, other than my education and my food during the day.
But, yeah.
Taste Peter, what? Who does that one? Never shall I ever.
Ever.
What?
Ever.
Ever.
So,
not that deep.
Okay. So, the last little 20 minutes, and y'all probably going to understand where I'm coming from with this one, because this kind of ties into the whole dating thing. This week, people have decided to do this little challenge of this is my boo. This is who he is or who she is, and we is in love, and we love each other, and it's just super awesome. Yes, we know, if we know you in real life, we know you in a relationship, you ain't really got to tell us, because we know you in real life. We know that's your dude. But for those of you out there in the world listening who does not realize that your man is her man, he is my man, he is Taylor's man, Girl, that man is ours. Those of you who don't realize this, I need you to sit down and shut up.
Oh, I saw. Oh, Lord, I saw
be
that.
Kind.
Oh,
be kind.
I had to log all the way off. Like, I didn't even bother to get back on. I logged out of everything. Instagram, like, some people, they have the Instagram link to the Facebook, like I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to post. Like, I just post it once and it pop up. Lord, I seen this man on my timeline with, like, 5 different women. I was like, oh, wow.
Y'all, that challenge was going around. So, I would like to say, please put this challenge away. Please put it away.
Yes.
Stop doing it. Because because I know for one that you're just putting on for Facebook. I know that for a fact. I know some personally. You're just putting on for Facebook. Please do not put on for Facebook. Because sometimes I don't turn off my chill. And my chill the other day was not on. And I loved their posts. I didn't just like it.
That is so, that is like, that's 1,000 extra petty points. I swear.
I loved it.
I
put a little heart on
I
it.
I came with you.
You better be thankful I didn't laugh. Because I could have put the ha ha ha.
I could have.
The H A the H A. I could have done that one, but I didn't. I loved it.
Girl.
And so I just want to, like, I get that you want to express your love for your mate. I get it. But that is something that you do every single day. Like, you can do that every day of your year if you choose. But not when I know that he's ours.
Girl.
He's ours. Not only is he is our community boyfriend.
Yes, I said he's our community.
And that just may be someone's community girlfriend.
Well, yeah, I mean, nowadays.
I missed it.
Because the chick,
and I'm not
just doing it
me.
Just as much as a girl.
Right, and I'm not just sticking to the fellas. I'm not going to say guys are the only ones who are out here doing this. No, no, that is not what I'm saying. I am saying these hoes is out here being the community girlfriend as well.
Hold'em is not gender specific and not age specific. So hold'em run. You can be an old person practicing hold'em.
Or not an old hoe.
I got a poem called old hoe.
Oh, honey, I got a poem that I wrote like 6 years ago called Old Hoes.
Oh, no.
Did you know that Miss Opal was an old hoe?
Yes,
Miss Opal.
You
want me to dig it up? And it's National Poetry Month, too. I just need a little laughter in my life because that one was funny as shit.
Old Hoes.
Old Hoes? And I'm like, okay, I get it. Okay, look at them. They're so sweet. They're so cute. Oh, awesome. Okay, it's Friday. Y'all ain't done yet. Like, that's why I was.
Right.
Like, I get it. Like, I get it. Monday, you love him. Probably by Friday, you ain't going to be like that.
Because somebody's going to screenshot and send it to your phone. If it's somebody else's phone, and you're going to see it. So.
Right.
Everybody think they're doing secret. They ain't really doing stuff in secret. Like, there's ways to find out everything. Cause somebody's gonna eventually be. They're gonna slip. They're gonna, you know what I mean? They're gonna be caught off guard. You know, it's just the way it is.
Right.
They get complacent, and then next thing you know, the photo is going viral, and that's how you got 17 women on your timeline posting the same Man Crush Monday and the same. Love my bae challenge or whatever the hell it is. Like,
that's exactly what it is. But my whole thing was with my timeline, not only was it the same person, it was the exact same picture.
So he didn't send everybody.
He didn't say all six of them.
All his girls, the same picture.
The same picture.
Then again, you know what? Then again, if you know, sometimes these psycho chicks, they'll do stuff like that too, or the chicks that know it's not really a relationship, they know they just a booty call, so they'll try to remain like the ones who post stuff on guys' statuses, little hearts and little stuff like that, trying to like everybody knows what you're trying to do. You're trying to let everybody know that there's something going on with you and this dude. So it could be too, because hoes be stalking people's Facebooks and Instagrams, and they be stealing pictures. You know what I'm saying? So they might have stole the picture. I mean, like, you just never know.
See, here's the thing. If I didn't know these people, like I know them, I would have went your way. No, I know them, and I know for a fact at least four of them, he fucking.
Oh, wow.
Four out of the six, I know for a fact. Yes, four out of the six, I know for a fact. Because he leave her house, he go to her house. He leave her house, he go to her house. That's how it goes.
How old is he? And he got some good stamina. How can he keep up?
I'm not saying that they, I don't know if they doing it together. I don't know if they doing it separately. I don't know if they taking turns, but I know that he leave from her house, he go to her house. I don't know. I just know.
No. I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to figure out how he has enough time. I mean, that's just my only thing. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm just like, how can you juggle? It's hard enough just trying to take care of one.
And I'm telling you, and they be boo-hooing. I don't know where he is, and I don't know what to do. Well, I could tell you to go to your cousin's house, but see, that's inappropriate.
Whoa,
cousins.
I didn't mean to tell all y'all people business. I didn't mean to tell that. I just want to get something on my chest.
That's fire.
Girl, cousins.
I can't remember
which rapper it was. They was talking about like they fuck real sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think that. I'm speechless. Cousin.
Mm-hmm. Cousin. And I ain't even talking about this cousins. Like not like they cousins. Like your
first
cousin.
Oh,
y'all all grew up in the same house.
She was at grandma's house at Easter.
Every weekend
and
when you was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, y'all had sleepovers. Like, that's one of the cousins that was always over there. Y'all run. Y'all grew up together. Y'all basically act like sisters.
Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
You can't trust nobody.
And then now y'all arguing. So now y'all not speaking. So at family functions, y'all acting a fool. Mhm.
Over.
Mhm.
Well, I'm thankful me and my cousins ain't got the same damn taste. Ooh, Jesus, thank you.
Me too, Lord. I know, you know what I'm saying.
Because I hate to have to kill
one. I'm the oldest one of all mine. All the ones in my little, you know, generation. I'm the oldest one. Of all of them, so thankfully they look younger, and we don't, you know, because I would have to.
We ain't got the same type.
Catch a case. I would catch a case. I mean, because the gloves have to come off at that point. Because you don't care about, you know, what I'm saying, if you know that I'm this is the person that I'm dealing with, and you're supposed to be blood, and you do that.
That's why I said I told you I had to log all the way off social media. I closed the app and everything. I was like,
That's crazy. And that don't happen to
you. Spirit? That's the spirit right there. That's the spirit. Jesus Christ. Dre, you ain't never done nothing like that, have you?
No.
Who? Okay, just want to make sure I ain't have to disown you because I, honey, I don't do no whole bag type stuff. Like,
no,
I can't deal with
that. This shit happens to me. I don't do that.
Somebody did that to you.
Huh?
Somebody did that to you.
Who was sleeping with your cousin?
Okay.
They were trying to holler at something of mine. But the thing is, they failed miserably. Like, I had family members, homeboys, all of them. Like, recently, I just had one. He on my page, but he steady inboxing my ex.
Wow. That's low.
And a lot of that is going on Facebook. I don't like when somebody that you're friends with, they get the audacity to add everybody
on your page and show the random female pictures.
Look
at him using big words. Oh, look at you.
We had SAT prep this week.
Hello, look at you.
Really?
Funny.
That's a favorite word.
Yeah. But I don't, you know. People just don't have respect, and there's some stuff you should not do. But hey, to each their own. If they like it, I love it.
It ain't something.
There you go.
Well, yeah, you know, but people don't have. Some people just don't have the same type of morals, and you know what? And I had to stop. Like, I used to get real pissed off about people doing certain stuff, and I had to stop and think. You know what? You can't. I can't really worry about how they do it because. You know, just because I wouldn't do something that way or I would handle it different, that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know what I'm saying, that makes me any better than them. But then again, there's some stuff I feel like I am better than somebody else because I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stoop to that level.
Well, that shit pisses me off. I ain't going to front.
Okay, what's on the end of it? Babe. Yeah, I don't have anybody doing that, and I'm thankful that they don't do that. And I'm glad that me and my friends don't have the same type of taste in men because
right.
I hate to have to. I mean, because, you know, in college I went through something like that or whatnot, and it wasn't even to the point where I was trying to figure out how it even happened because she and I were in a class together, but she didn't even go to our school, so how did y'all even meet? You know what I'm saying?
Somebody
and so,
hooked up with somebody some kind of way, like some back,
in
some
kind of way.
Stuff.
Right. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then when they're like, hey, I need to go by such and such, if you want to ride with me, and I'm not thinking, you know, that person has the same name because can somebody please mute whatever that is in the background?
That's not me.
That's not me. So I was like, okay, whatever, I'll ride with you. I get there, and I'm like, oh, well, I know somebody else that's in this same dorm, but thinking it was him, I was going to see somebody else in the other dorm. And I was like, so when I came back around, I was like, I knocked on the door, and it was like, I was like, is such and such here? And he was like, yeah, what are you doing here? I was like, well, I went around to go see somebody else real quick, and this is where she told me she was going to be. And he was like, well, she in the bathroom. I was like, well, okay. And we're sitting there, and we're having a conversation about a project, and she comes out and is like, y'all know each other? I was like, yeah, this is the dude I'm telling you that's in my class. And she was like,
oh, wow.
And I was like, wait, like, okay. And so I just kind of left it alone. But come to find out, he didn't really like her and whatnot. And it was just a whole bunch of mess. And I don't like it when people have to choose. But he had to choose between the two. And I really didn't want him to choose because I was like, oh, you ain't got to choose me. I fall back. You know?
Right.
So he's like, I don't like her like that, and I don't want her. So, therefore, it's not going to be like that. And then all of a sudden, she all in her feelings because eventually, like a while later, we did date.
And she was like, well, I think he's seeing somebody else. Well, you ain't been talking to him in like 6 months, so why the fuck does that matter?
Right.
So, it's like, okay. So, I was like, you know what? Ever since then, I was like, okay, you know what? I got a certain type of guy I like. I know my friends ain't going to like him. So, therefore, it ain't even going to much matter. Because
right.
Some people, we're just not going to have the same taste. And I'm okay with that friendship being gone. Like, I'm good and okay. Because ain't nothing worked out for you going forward because you tried to play me like I was stupid. But
right.
Like, you're just not going to do that. Like, oh, well, I think he's dating someone else. And I'm thinking to myself, why don't you just go ahead and say, well, I think he's dating you? Why don't you say that? We grown. At this time we're in college. You can tell me. You can say whatever. You're supposed to be my friend. Are you mad because I'm just a little bit cuter than you? Just a little bit?
Probably so.
Maybe a whole lot.
Well, you know, we live in a age, unfortunately, now where hold'em, disloyalty, dishonesty, and hateration is at an all-time high. So,
even now, it's like, oh, now that you're married and this, that, and the third, yeah, I'm single. But that doesn't mean I didn't settle. Because now, as I look at your life, why would I want a man who has, like, 6 or 7 kids with, like, 6 or 7 women, and why would I marry him? Like, why? Why would I do that?
Wait a goddamn minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He got 6 or 7 kids with 6 or 7 different women.
Mm-hmm. And you married him.
Like, no. Like, she for real, like, went down and had a ceremony, or they went to the Justice of Peace, and she was like, I do, or is it just, like, one of those?
I don't know
none
about the ceremony. I wasn't invited, honey. I wasn't invited to that party, so therefore, I just know that you're married, because you're always on Facebook talking about something. Oh, well, it's hard being a wife, a stepmom, a full-time student, and this, that, and the third. Okay, it's hard. But nobody told you to go out and be super safe with those stepmom. Ain't nobody told you to do that. That man got 6 or 7 different baby mamas. Why would I? Because I can only speak for myself.
Oh, no, that's too many to be added to the team. That's too many. That's way too many to be added. That's too much going. That's too much roster. It's too much on the roster. I can't.
Yeah. So, and it's so funny because I think that me and that particular person from college are no longer friends. No, we talk to each other. He and I are still cool. He and I still like to look at each other. He's still cute. I'm still cute. We've still got an attraction. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
So, I just, you know, people are just... I'm just thankful that I'm a unicorn.
I think just certain things are just for certain people, and some people just can't, you know, what's good for one person and what works for that person is not necessarily the same for everybody, you know what I mean? Kudos, you know, and I mean, I've been in that position somewhat, you know what I mean? And it's a lot to deal with, but at the same time, you know, to each their own. You know what I mean? Like,
It ain't mine.
You can't. Yeah, right. And I'm just saying, like, you. If you know, my thing is this. This is what pisses me off about people. Like, you sign up. You know what you're signing up for when you sign up for it, right? So, don't get on Facebook or Instagram or wherever, Twitter, going on a rant about how stuff is this. Because you know what you're getting into when you walk into it. So if you chose to deal with it, then you just got to take whatever comes with that territory. You know what I mean? And because it's not fair to me. I feel like it's not fair for you to get on there and be all going in on, you know what I'm saying, and woe is me and all this other stuff. No, that's what you chose for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And if that's what you chose for yourself, that's your life. You live it. You do it to the best of your ability. But don't nobody want to hear the pity party. I mean... that's how I feel about it. You know, some people got to bump their head. You know,
I bumped mine, and it is what it is.
Please don't ever bump it again.
Oh, girl. That's a whole nother
That's a whole nother show, whole different night. And we have reached our time. So we shall see you all again here next Friday. Same time, same place, different antics, and I'm probably still going to be on some petty level. But
that's
all right. I'm petty 24/7. I don't care. So what? Two tears in
the
butt.
Yes, honey, I'm right behind you. I'm right behind you.
All right, then. Well, good people, I would like to bid you adieu. Good night. Enjoy your weekend. I will see y'all on the other side.
All right.
Good night.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Crazy.